I'm gonna try not to cry, even though I already am. It would be my grandmother, and she just, if you knew her, like, everyone just knew her as Grandma, and she was just the best. Like, she wasn't the smartest, she didn't go to college or anything, but, like, her knowledge and just loving people is what I aspire to be, and, she was a legend, just knew no stranger and just loved everyone. And when she died, I said to myself, like, I will live every day being like her and the example that she left.
Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. Brent and Michaela here. And if you're watching, you can see things are a little bit different. Michaela doesn't like it.
Yes, I do. I do like it. It's just, if you saw our room, our podcast room, we have a bed in here. And so when people come and visit, we have to have one of our guest rooms in the podcast room. So, like, it looks good on here, but when people come and stay, it's not the most convenient.
You always make it look good.
Anyway,
I think it looks good. Let us know what you guys think. I feel like it makes it look a little bit more intimate. And yeah, so let us know what you think. We just wanted to come on. We'll do a couple get to know you questions, and then we'll leave you with a nice little
spiritual message for Easter.
Okay. Couple get to know you questions. Ready? What's something you've always wanted to try but haven't yet?
Skydiving.
I knew that was going to be your answer.
I actually had the ability to go skydiving for free. And if you know me, people will get me gift certificates and different spa packages, and for some reason, I let them expire. I have in my drawer like a stack of spa packages that Brent has gotten me or friends have gotten me, and I'm terrible. So one of my old bosses got me a skydiving package, and I never went.
Well, now so, anybody listening that's ever gotten you a gift certificate for a spa.
No, I'm not that. I mean, I've gone sometimes, but anyway, yeah.
It's just the ones I've gone for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the skydiving one that her boss got for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have zero desire to go skydiving. I guess maybe I have a little desire because it's something that you want to do so bad. I think I would do it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Mine would probably, I feel like I have everything that I want and I've done everything that I really want. The only thing I can think of would be to travel.
New Zealand.
To a couple different places. New Zealand is very high on the bucket list. So if anybody's giving gifts, New Zealand is one that we'll take. But I feel like, I mean, I've done a lot of experiences. I've been able to do a lot of things. If you could relive one day in your life, which would it be and why?
Oh my goodness, how do you choose? I don't know. Our wedding was amazing. I mean, I want to say our kids, but like, I mean, it's one thing. Like, I don't know. Like, I think when you were playing pro ball and like we just got to be free and no kids and stuff like that. And we got to go to Disney World or, you know, do different things, just, you know.
That's a lot of days. That's not one day.
Together. Yeah, I know, but it's so hard. How do you pick just one?
I know. Every day of your life with me has been the absolute best.
Okay, let me ask you the same question.
Mine, without question, would be the adoption day.
Oh my gosh, of course. You have to one up me. Yes, that was actually phenomenal, for sure. So scratch mine, because that makes me sound very insensitive.
As far as a singular day,
yeah,
the adoption was amazing.
Yep. To adopt both of our kids on the same day. Who has had the biggest positive influence on your life? But I'm going to change this a little bit. And it cannot be like our parents or each other.
Biggest positive influence in my life would be one of my coaches in pro ball. His name is Larry Herndon. Former big leaguer. One of my favorite guys in the whole world. But there's one particular time in my career where I was kind of in a lull. I wasn't playing very well. I was struggling. Nothing could go right. And when you're playing at the level that I was, of course I was playing a game, but it was also my job, right? And it was, I had a dream my entire life to play in the big leagues. And in order to do that, you have to play really well. And when you're struggling and when you weren't a big time prospect like me, any day you can get released or cut, right? And I had a pretty decent minor league career that I was proud of. But in this particular moment, I was struggling. And you lose your confidence and you just start thinking the worst things about yourself, right? And I remember I grounded out one time, and he was our first base coach. I grounded out and I kind of threw a little fit with him. I handed him my helmet and I said, "I'm done, Hondo. I'm done." And he didn't say anything. And I ran out. I was playing left field that day. I ran out. And I remember getting a little emotional, feeling kind of sorry for myself. And we get our three outs. I go back in to the dugout. And I specifically went to a spot in the dugout where I knew he wouldn't be. And he came over to me. And he told me something I will never forget. He said, he didn't say, this is all he said. He came over to me and he's just standing there. He's like 6'6", a mountain of a man. And he's down one step so that he's kind of eye level with me. And he says, "Brent Wyatt doesn't quit." And you know what the next word was. And in that moment, it immediately changed me. And I recognize that there are other people out there who see things in me that maybe in that particular moment I didn't see in myself. And coming from somebody like that who I admired and looked up to so much, and that wasn't the only nice thing he said about me throughout my career. There was lots and lots of things that he told me that just built my confidence, and that man has changed my life, and I am forever grateful for him, and I will never forget those words. So if I ever quit this podcast, you can come tell me the same things that he told me, because there's times that I have those same thoughts and feelings, you know, when it comes to doing what we're doing and stuff. So yeah.
Okay, so even though I said no parents, I did not say grandparents. And I just think that if I had to choose one person, and I'm going to try not to cry even though I already am. It would be my grandmother, and she just, if you knew her, like, everyone just knew her as grandma, and she was just the best. Like, she wasn't the smartest, she didn't go to college or anything, but like, her knowledge and just loving people is what I aspire to be. And she was a legend, and just knew no stranger, and just loved everyone. And when she died, I said to myself, like, I will live every day being like her and the example that she left. And she asked my mom before she died, like, if she did enough, and she did more than enough. So, yeah.
She was pretty awesome, and you have a lot of her qualities.
It makes me happy.
She was also famous for a couple things.
That I'm not, and Brent is.
I carried on the tradition of her famous biscuits and gravy. Mm-hmm. In our wedding vows, Michaela made a promise to me that she would learn how to make them. And a couple years went by, and she didn't. And grandma was getting older, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Because no one in our family could make, because she would make the biscuits from scratch and the gravy from scratch. And like, my aunts could make the biscuits, but they couldn't make the gravy, or vice versa. Or like, my mom could make the gravy, but not the biscuits. So like, no one had perfected it.
And they all have the recipe.
Right. But
same recipe that we were given.
But grandma always was like, oh, just a dash here and dash there. Like, never had a true recipe, but we made her try and like, come up with a recipe. And yeah, it wasn't. So it took Brent a few times to
multiple tries. I got it. And before she passed, I was able to make it for both her and grandma, or her grandpa. And grandpa. And grandpa pulled me aside and said, those are the best biscuits and gravy I've ever had.
Whatever. He didn't even like biscuits and gravy. So
he liked mine.
Oh, mm-hmm.
No, but I got the okay from both of them. They said they were awesome.
Yeah.
I have since done a couple little things to kind of make them my own and perfect them a little bit. So,
but it's a true Missouri mix, like old school. Yeah, not your store-bought biscuits.
Right. If you want the recipe, give me $5. I'll give them to you.
Whatever. I thought you were gonna say like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
And go share with.
Maybe I can make a people. Quick little video of how to do it.
Yep.
Anyway. Okay, we're going to do one or two would you rathers really quick. Would you rather give up your phone for a month or your favorite food for a year? So no phone for a month, or you have to not eat your favorite food for a full year.
Well, because of business, I would have to get rid of my favorite food. So I would love to be able to say my phone, but yeah, I couldn't run my business.
If business wasn't a thing.
I don't know. I hate saying that because, like, I can't live without my phone for a month, but yeah, that's where we're at.
So yeah.
I would say
it's true.
I would go without my favorite food.
What is your favorite food?
I have a lot of different favorite foods. I'm a foodie. Biscuits and gravy, sushi, seafood of any sort. Yeah, lots. Let me pick one.
Okay, you pick one.
Because that one was kind of stupid.
Okay, well, Michaela's looking for the next one. You guys want to hear a fun fact about Michaela?
Oh my gosh.
With phones. We have been married for 15 years. We dated for 8 years. So, do the math. That's 23 years. In that 23 years, cell phones have obviously changed over the years, right? But we've pretty much had phones the entire time. We've been able to call each other anytime we wanted. In that 23 years, out of every time that I've ever called her, I'm not joking, She has answered my phone call maybe 50% of the time.
Oh, please.
100%.
Yeah, right.
Maybe
50%.
50, maybe.
Yeah, right.
I bet it's closer to 40%.
Please.
I'm dead serious.
Whatever. I don't like being on the phone.
Okay. Well, it's not only that. You just ignore me. So.
Whatever. Okay. Would you rather have the ability to heal others or see the future? Now, that's a good one.
Like heal others on the spot like Jesus did, mm-hmm. like anytime?
Yep. That's how I take it.
Definitely that one.
Yeah. I'd have to say the same thing.
But if I'm being honest, I feel like we do have the ability to heal others through prayer and,
yeah,
you know, not that we're doing the healing, of course, but we know that there's still miracles and that he still heals. Speaking of Jesus, with it being Holy Week, I thought it would be fun to talk a little bit about what the atonement means to us and how it has impacted our lives. Okay, when I think of the Savior and the atonement, and obviously over the years it has changed. And I think, unfortunately, for us as humans to really understand the atonement and what his sacrifice means to us individually, unfortunately, I think we have to go through things. We have to go through things and experience things so that we can turn to him and give it to him and let him carry it for us. We know that he carried his cross. And I have learned, you know, people use that term a lot. Pick up your cross. I have learned, because of the atonement and because of what he did for me, I don't have to carry that cross alone. He is still carrying that cross. He suffered alone, so that I don't have to suffer alone. In the garden, he suffered. He asked some of his apostles to stay awake with him and be with him. And more than once, they fell asleep. He was really alone. There's even a scripture where he asks the Father, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" In our trials and the things that we go through, a lot of times we feel like we have been forsaken. I really believe in that moment the Father did leave him for a time, and he was actually alone so that he could understand anything and everything that we would go through. He didn't suffer and die only for our sins. He experienced all of the heartache, all of the tragedies, all of the turmoils, anything that we can imagine, anything that we have ever gone through and will go through, he experienced it. He did that so that he can be there for us in those times. I don't know what it's like to be Michaela. I know what it's like for me to go through the things that I have gone through. And we go through things together, right? There's things that we experience, but I can really never tell somebody, "I know how you feel." Because I know what things feel like for me, but I don't know what they feel like for other people, even if they're the exact same thing. But because of the atonement And because of what Jesus Christ did for us as individuals, he really does know what we are feeling. And unfortunately, like I said, I've had to go through difficult things to really recognize that and to really understand what the atonement means to me, what that sacrifice means for me. And I know somehow he was thinking of me when he was suffering. And because he was thinking of me, I also know that he was thinking of you. Again, I don't know how. I don't know how that's possible. But I have felt it. And fortunately, I have been able to accept that. And I have been able to give him some of my burdens and my sufferings. And he has given me peace. He has given me everything. There is nothing that I could do to repay him. Again, I don't know how it all has worked, but I know that it works. I know that the atonement is real. And I know that if we reach out and we implement the atonement in our lives and we ask him to take things from us, he will, and he does. And I don't have to know how. I just know that he does. And I'm forever grateful for my Savior. And I'm grateful that he lives. And to know that he rose. And because of that, I too can overcome death. And it's incredible. Knowing that truth is such a blessing. And I'm grateful.
I think that's part of the reason why this podcast exists, is because of the atonement and what it means to us. And because there are so many people that feel alone, and there are a lot of people that know Christ and love Christ, but why do they feel alone, right? If they were to just remember that sacrifice and the atonement, it'd be a little bit easier. And I think that, like, why do we forget? Why is it so easy for us to forget what he did? And through this podcast and through all of the interviews that we have had, one thing that I have gained from it, and a knowledge that I've gained from it, is that Christ has never left us. He is always right there. And we are so much harder on ourselves than what he expects and what Heavenly Father expects. And they are both there just waiting for us to let them in. And we have our free agency and we can choose. And I hope that we can just always remember, and remember that we are not alone. They are with us and they love us. So we hope that you all will have a beautiful Easter Sunday and remember him, and that he lives and he loves you and you are not alone. And there are angels supporting you and praising you and wanting you to know that they are there and they love you.
Amen. I'm a lucky dude.
Oh, jeez, Britt Allen, you're so funny.
Happy Easter. Go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.